The church is pretty crowded. Everyone turning around. Their eyes are fixed on the chapel door. The soft organ is the only sound. It is now the middle of summer, and the air is warm and still. I kneel out front with my head bowed low and my hands clasped together quite still. At the back of the church, I hear a sound, a shuffle, and then a sigh. As through the door, the most beautiful bride walks in with her lovely head held high. The organ strikes up a bit louder, and I gaze on her lovely face. And I look at the bridegroom, nervous and hot, and I think, oh, I should be in his place. And now my mind wanders back to those months gone by, when she said her love was true. Taken her home to my family, but something that I never knew. My brother had captured her heart that day. Her love was mine no more. And my poor heart cried out each day and night. I still loved her as before. I can still feel the touch of her loving hand and the warmth of her lips on mine. And I think of the many long days alone in my room, thinking of her all the time. But time heals all wounds, or so they say. And that pain which had cut like a knife was slowly dying. Now it was time to leave and start a new life. My broken heart is beating still. I can feel the tears in my eyes. And as they take their vows, I whisper a prayer. Oh, please, God, please, don't let me cry. The golden band has slipped onto her hand. They're bound together for life, and with trembling hands placed gently on theirs, I pronounce them man and